Gidget actor James Darren passes away at 88. James Darren, the actor best known for his role in the Gidget franchise, passed away in his sleep on Monday at the age of 88. The actor died at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, his son Jim Moret told news outlets. Moret shared that his father was initially admitted to the hospital for an aortic valve replacement, but he was later deemed unfit to undergo the surgery and was sent home. Darren later returned to the hospital, where he eventually passed away, according to Moret, who is an Inside Edition correspondent. He did not specify when Darren was admitted to the hospital. "I always thought he would pull through," Moret told entertainment reporters. "Because he was so cool. He was always cool." Singer-songwriter and actress Nancy Sinatra also shared a heartfelt tribute to Darren on social media platform X. Darren and Sinatra co-starred in 1964's For Those Who Think Young, and Darren was the godfather of her daughter A.J. Lambert. "One of my dearest, closest friends in all the world, of all my life has passed away," Sinatra stated, wishing him a fast and beautiful journey through the universe and beyond. "Godspeed, sweet Jimmy. My heart is torn but full of love for Evie, Christian, Anthony, and Jimmy Jr." Moret responded to Sinatra's post, saying, "Nancy, my father loved you," and thanked the actress for the kind and loving words she had shared about his father. Darren grew up in South Philadelphia. He married Moret's mother, Gloria Terlitzky, in 1955, but they divorced in 1958. Darren married Evie Norland in 1960. The two were married for 64 years and had two sons, Christian and Anthony. After his role as Moondoggy in the Smash 1959 release of Gidget, Darren was the only Gidget cast member who appeared in both its sequels, 1961's Gidget Goes Hawaiian and 1963's Gidget Goes to Rome. Darren was a series regular for four seasons of T.J. Hooker with co-star William Shatner in the 1980s. In a post on X, Shatner said, "What a wonderful man, so talented. So loving. I had the best time with him." During a 2003 interview with the news press, Darren said that he was inspired to become an entertainer from the age of five or six. He studied acting in New York and signed with Columbia Pictures in 1956. Aside from his acting career, Darren also directed episodes of shows including Walker, Texas Ranger, Hunter, Melrose Place, and Beverly Hills 90210. In the 90s, he had a recurring role on Melrose Place. Darren channeled his good friend Frank Sinatra across seven episodes of Star Trek: Deep Space Nine as crooning hologram Vic Fontaine. Along with his role as a teen heartthrob, Darren was a music star, with his singles Goodbye Cruel World and Her Royal Majesty reaching the top 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in the 1960s. The Associated Press contributed to this report.